Hello.
Oh, hi, Patrick.
How are you doing?
Hi, I'm great. How are you doing?
I'm okay.
Good. Good to hear. I was just following up. This is Tina from Local Splash, and we're having trouble processing this month's payment. So I didn't know if there's something going on with the card that we have on file.
Is that what?
The payment for your Local Splash account, we're having trouble processing it. So I didn't know if there's something going on with the card that we have on file.
Payment, which kind of payment is that?
It's for your Local Splash account and for your website.
How much are you talking about?
It's $299.
$299?
Mm-hmm. Have you seen the website that we built for you?
No.
Oh, it's igbenosa-construction.com. I can send that to you on a text so that you can look at it. There's an orange banner at the top of the site right now saying the information is no longer being updated. That's just because we're having trouble with the payment. But once the payment goes through, that orange banner will come off the site.
The agent lead, the job they usually send to me, I don't have the contact. When I call the customer care, they don't respond.
So it's showing here that there's something very important that has to be taken care of on your end. And every time we've called you, you didn't get back to us. But Google is offering to send you a PIN verification code on your text message, and then you have to read it back to us. Once that happens, we can submit the listing to Google to go live, because Google will protect you as a small business from a large corporation trying to come into your backyard and steal clients. So the only way you can get on the first page locally is to have a valid business in the area. And that's simply a way that Google is giving us to kind of verify your business. Are you available to read that code back to me right now if I get them to send it?
No.
Why not? You already paid for the service to get your business on Google, so you don't want to get the PIN code so that Google can put you in a spotlight position where you can get new clients.
The agent lead that I registered with, the customer they gave to me, I don't have access to it. And when I call the customer care, they say I should call. They don't respond. I don't know why.
I think you might be talking about another company called Angie Leads. That's not us. We are Local Splash. So those lead services, oftentimes you call them and the customers don't respond, and then they charge you for the lead anyway, right? So what we do is we put you on the first page of Google so that people call you directly. And it doesn't matter if you take 5 phone calls a month or if you take 50 phone calls a month, you're still paying that same flat rate. So this is the program that's cutting out the middleman, so to speak. Does that make sense?
Yeah, it makes sense. Well, let me throw the money out. As soon as I get the money, now we pay.
Okay, so let me just look at the credit card that we have on file and see. It's a MasterCard ending in 1262. When do you think that it might be available?
Let me see, before the weekend or next week.
Okay, perfect. I'll put a note on here to check your account next week and just make sure that everything went through. If I see that we're still having trouble, I'll follow up with you then. Also, I'm going to send you a notification that talks about the payment failing, And my extension will be on there, Patrick, which is 777. So if anything changes or if you need some more time, you could always call me. My name is Tina. And then do me a favor. You're going to get a text message in just a moment with that 6-digit code on it. So just when you get it, kind of read it back to me so that I can let the technician know.
All right. Thank you.
Yeah. Did you get a text message right now?
Let me check. Lucas/.
Yep, and then what is the text message from Google? It should have a 6-digit code on there.
Say Lucas/, your Google profile is available for a phone verification and take a few minutes to complete. Please let us know when you are available to start this process. Reply
okay.
to this.
So they just sent you the code. Do you get text messages on this number ending in 4472?
4472.
Okay. So
let me see if I get it.
It's probably another text that you got, and it could be coming from a different number because this one's coming from Google.
Stop coming. I didn't get any code here. That said, Lucas/, this is the friendly reminder that your account is past due.
Yeah,
please call.
That's the one I just sent you. Remember I said I would send you one with my extension that says 777? So that's the one I just wanted you to have. So if anything changes on the payment, you could call me next week. But there's another one that Google sent. The technician said if you're not getting the text, he can trigger it again for Google to call you right now. And then all you have to do is pick up the phone and they'll read you the 6-digit code. And then you could come back to me and give it back to me. Do you want to try the phone call instead?
All right.
Okay. Let me tell him. So hold on. Okay, try the call option. It's going to be very good that you completed this, Patrick. It's a very important part of the process. So, yeah, if you hear the phone ringing, just pick it up and write down the code that they're giving you, and then you can come back and give it to me.
All right.
We'll wait a few moments so that he gets my message to go ahead and send the call.